This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
First to Puerto Rico, where the country is just about to approve a new civil code which has divided the LGBTI community. The laws actually do enshrine the rights of LGBT people, although there are opponents that say that there are gaps that could fuel discrimination, particularly towards trans people. Now, this is a US territory, so there are all sorts of laws to be considered from the national perspective as well. The current code was brought in 1930, so the new ruling party, the Progressive Party there, has said, look, this needs to be updated, so this is a good thing. There are updates which include same-sex marriage, so they've done the what I think is quite the smart thing. They've changed the law from rather saying that marriage is between a man and a woman, saying marriage is a contract between two people, which has legalised marriage equality there. But yes, there are these issues around trans people that could create, I guess, unforeseen hurdles for them. It seems the biggest gripe is that it hasn't addressed the ability to change gender on birth certificates. There are some contradictions about the language that has now placed actual confusion. So whereas there was sort of a more defined wording around not being able to do that previously, now that it's kind of a grey area. So instead of changing gender on original birth certificates, they need to annotate a note on their gender identity. It's like this really, you know, weird, complicated process that is coming in. It's kind of frustrating, some of these countries where, you know, there's good things being done, but then there's this potential to divide the LGBT community.
Do you think that's done deliberately, or do you think it's just an oversight that people don't think it through what they're actually proposing?
Yeah, look, I think a lot of these countries, you know, the creation of a bill is a long process. There's lots of people who are in there pushing their certain cases and, you know, lobbying. And quite often it gets to a point where it's better to have 90% of something than 100% of nothing. So if the bill's going to fall over because you can't get everything, well, you just get as much as you can and push it through, and then the other change comes later. So I wonder if that's the kind of situation whereby it was just going to be a step too hard to get that particular change through, and it's something that they'll come back and address later.
I mean, bills are things created by committees. So it depends on who's on that committee, what gets added to a bill.
Indeed. Now, Stefan, you've got a bit of a good news story.
Yes, we know that COVID-19 has caused havoc in, you know, cancelling a lot of prides or putting a lot of things online. And it's the same happened to Mr. Gay World 2020, who has been postponed due to the pandemic. But the organisers have awarded the title to the first runner-up from last year, a Spanish doctor called Francisco José Alvarado, who was in quarantine and recovering from COVID-19 and was awarded the title for 2020. And is, in the interview he's given, he said he's going to use this title to fight against homophobia. 30 years this year that WHO has removed homosexuality from mental illness list. So. But yes, he states that we still talk about conversion therapy and things like that. So he wants to use his title to try to fight all this.
Wow, that's one hell of a story. I mean, doctor on the front line, gets COVID-19, recovers, becomes Mr. Gay World.
Yeah,
I think there's a movie in that, really.
Are you proposing to direct it?
I think I'll, actually having a look at Mr. Gay World, I think I will. Very, very inspiring. Good luck to him. I have no doubt he's, I remember when we spoke to another Mr. Gay World who was an activist from a few years back, and he really just made the most of the publicity, the profile he got with the position, and was able to, you know, influence people and, you know, make issues heard. So good luck to him.
And maybe we should try to interview Francisco.
Let's reach out. We will. We'll put it. We'll add it to our list. Paul, you've been keeping an eye on the rainbow flag?
Yes, well, I don't know if you're aware, but over in the UK, they've had one thing they've been doing is they've been doing the Clap for Heroes. Once a week, basically the population comes out and applauds the NHS. The other thing that they've been doing is having children put up pictures of rainbows in the windows, again, in support of the NHS. However, some people, perhaps unknowingly, have now started sticking the six-stripe pride flag or emblem up in their windows in support of the NHS. So this is getting some people concerned over in the UK about, is the emblem, the rainbow LGBT emblem, losing its impact, losing its message?
So I mean, these are people who aren't LGBT. They've just, they're trying to get on the rainbow bandwagon, putting up this, they see a flag, they buy it, and they have no idea what the meaning of it is.
Yeah. And actually, that's another issue that has come up. Because a lot of the Pride events have been cancelled, organisations, businesses have got all this Pride merchandise, and they've now found a perfect market for it in celebrating the NHS. Mm. There's an example in the news article on BBC website of a local authority. They dressed up one of their buses in the rainbow, and it was for the Pride. They've now rebadged it as supporting the NHS. So they've left the colours on and they've just changed the banner.
That's outrageous.
So we need something else.
It's ours. Give it back.
That's the question. We don't own rainbows.
Well, maybe we should.
How do you copyright a rainbow?
I reckon in America they'd find a way if there was money in it. Ah, well, that is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.